Welcome back to Winning the Game. Wilhelm Hast here. Being a productive individual is not the same as being a hardworking individual. That was the last episode, and we want to go deeper into this experience of being highly productive as a human being. Now, what's missing for so many people I meet is the distinction between taking action and planning action. So it's so common nowadays for people to plan during the workday what they will do next. So 10 times per day, leaders stop and think, oh, what should I do next? Oh, what is a good thing to focus on now? And the brain needs to work. Should I dive into the mail? Should I dive into the Teams channel? Should I respond to messages? Should I try to spend 45 minutes now to do some strategic planning? It doesn't work. You're not taking productive action in the day if you're constantly planning during the day. It's a simple trick. Separate planning time from productive time. So every morning you stop the action, you take some time, could be 10 minutes, could be 30 minutes, could be longer even if it works for you. And that's when you plan the productive actions you will take during the day. When planning time is over, all the decisions for that day is done in terms of what to do. Of course, you respond to, you know, emergencies and things that show up, but not as much as you probably have been doing. Because a lot of the in-the-moment responses to events are not impactful. They are not important. They are simply interruptions that doesn't produce much. So start training your brain to separate your time to plan your actions and then execute on those productive actions. It's as simple as that. Now, how many actions should you plan to productively focus on during a day? Well, not 20 and not 15 and not 10 either. Pick 3 or max 4. Start your day with 3, 4 things that you will focus productively on during the day. And even better than your planning is also to prepare when to do them and prepare the material you need when time comes to act on them. If you spend your days fulfilling productive action, you will build inspiration, self-trust, self-confidence, and capacity from being productive. And that's a very different experience at the end of the day versus just being busy doing stuff all day, which kind of burns energy and wears you down. Start your day with time to reflect and plan. Then you don't need to reflect and plan during the day. You can simply enjoy the experience of being highly productive. I'll see you in the next episode.